Please be seated. Before I get started, first, I'm feeling the love from all of you. I want to thank you for all of the chocolate rabbis and stuffed rabbis and rabbi bags and rabbi this and that. So I truly appreciate this on Easter. Thank you. Let's pray. Lord Christ, thanks for the gift of Easter and your resurrection. We come here today with joy to celebrate the gift of new life. As we hear these words again, Jesus, from your own mouth, we pray that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear, minds to understand, hearts to receive the blessed gospel, the good news, the gift herein. May then the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There's a story of a philosopher, a scientist, and a simple man, none of whom could swim. They were all trapped in a cove with sheer cliff faces. They split up, but the tide kept coming in. Rescuers lowered a rope with a safety harness. The philosopher said, "Ah, this looks like a rope, but I might be mistaken. It could be wishful thinking or even an illusion." So he didn't attach himself, and he was drowned. The scientist said, "Ah, this is an 11-millimeter polyester rope with a breaking strand of 2,800 kilograms. It conforms to the MR-1081 standard." And then proceeded to give an exhaustive and entirely correct, mind you, analysis of the rope's physical and chemical properties. But he didn't attach himself, and he was drowned. The simple man, however, said, "I'm not sure if this is a rope or a python tail, but it's my only chance. So I'm grabbing it and holding on with my whole life." This one was saved. Today, I'd like you to consider, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, maybe it's brunch after service, maybe it's a lunch, maybe you're doing like what we're doing in the afternoon with my in-laws, a dinner, maybe you're going to do dinner tonight, I don't know how it goes for you, but I'd like you to consider which one of these three are you. Are you the philosopher? Are you the scientist? Or are you more like the simple man in the story? Your question and the way you answer that could mean the difference, like for them, between life and death for you. In our gospel text, this is what Jesus is talking about. A text reminding us of the true gift of Easter, eternal life. I'm going to look just at John chapter 5 and verse 24. We're going to spend all our whole morning here in the next 10 minutes looking at what Jesus is telling the disciples and hearing it for ourselves as we gather to celebrate the bodily resurrection of Christ. Jesus begins by saying, "Amen, amen," which means, "Very truly, I tell you." Now, these words would alert the disciples and anyone who was hearing to the importance of what was to follow. Jesus uses these words, "Amen, amen," 25 times in the Gospel of John. So if you consider the broader corpus of John's writing, he uses this not very often at all. So the disciples would incline their ears to Jesus when they heard him say, "Listen up, this is important." Why is what Jesus is about to say important, we ask? Simply because he's speaking the gospel here. You've heard that word probably thrown around in church for a long time. Gospel quite literally means the good news. And so Jesus begins to unfold the good news for the disciples. These are the words that bring eternal life. So Jesus says, "Amen, amen, listen to what I'm about to say, because these words are important. In fact, they're important enough to talk about life eternal. And these are the words we remember and celebrate today. It was that first Easter that Jesus himself crossed over from death into life. As Pastor Corey read the resurrection gospel, the Easter reading for us this morning, it was the women first and then the disciples who came to the tomb, and the rock was rolled away from the tomb and Jesus was not there. He had risen bodily from the grave. And that is the good news of Easter, that Christ has conquered the grave and death, that he died in our place, that we might have eternal life. And so Easter reminds us to listen up to God. Jesus then says, "Whoever hears my word," and the word of Jesus has been simple and can be summed up in John 3:16. Some of you grew up in the church and know this verse. Maybe some of you today are hearing it for the first time. But the gospel, the good news, is encapsulated in this one verse where Jesus says, as recorded by the Apostle John, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." You see, we remember this day also. Before there was a resurrection, there was a death. Two nights ago, we gathered Good Friday and remembered that Jesus bore the weight of our sin. The Apostle Paul says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And that the wages of sin is death, but Jesus upon his shoulders on that cross bore our sin so that we might receive the gift of eternal life. He substituted himself in our place. And so Jesus says, if you hear these words, if you hear this truth, if you hear this gospel, if you hear this, the good news, you will be saved. And so Easter also reminds us to hear Jesus' words. But Jesus doesn't stop there, does he? If that was the only thing that we were required to do, is to hear the gospel, Jesus would have stopped there. But the reality is that there's more to the gospel than simply hearing it. So we ask the question, is hearing enough? Pastor Corey and I were talking this morning before the sun came up, quite early. And I think you get more philosophical at 5:30 in the morning. We're talking about how the gospel has reached more people today than maybe all of human history. If you think about it, information is at our fingertips. And so the Word of God, the hearing of the Word of God, goes out through all of the information technologies at our disposal. So many and millions, billions have heard the gospel with their ears. But is that enough? No, says Jesus. Whoever hears and believes him who sent me, namely, God the Father, who sent his one and only Son to his death, to die in our place. No, hearing and belief, we could say faith, are needed for salvation. Hear and believe. We hear in our heads, we believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Easter reminds us to believe that God our Father has done this work through his Son that we might be saved. And what does it mean to be saved? That the one who hears, Jesus says, listen up, the one who hears and believes receives eternal life. Now, oftentimes we think that this eternal life doesn't begin until we die, because we live this life and then we live the eternal life. And many of us have been taught that we pray a certain prayer, we receive a bus ticket, and when we die, we get on the bus that then goes to the good place, or we get on the bus that goes to the bad place. But the reality is that Jesus is talking about life and life now. The eternal life for us begins when we receive, when we hear and believe by faith and receive the gift of the gospel. It starts in this life, this eternal life, and continues into eternity. Jesus says, I have come to give you life abundantly and forever, eternal. So the abundant and eternal life is the life that we live. So the one who hears and believes receives eternal life and, furthermore, will not be judged. Judgment here means condemnation and wrath from God because of our sin. But this judgment has been removed from us for the one who hears and believes. Listen up, says Jesus. Hear and believe in the gospel, the good news. You have eternal life through the person and work of Christ. You have averted death, the judgment of God. When Jesus came from the tomb, when the women and then the disciples found the tomb empty, as Jesus raised in his bodily form, we are reminded as we remember this Easter that we will not be judged because the death that Jesus died and the life he was raised into. Jesus continues. You can almost hear his voice building. You could see the disciples leaning in further. What else is there? What else is there? Jesus says, listen up. If you hear and believe, you will receive eternal life. You won't be judged at the day of judgment. And you have crossed over from death to life. Notice the verb action here. When did the action happen? Crossed over happened when? In the past. It is already done. When Jesus proclaimed from the cross, it is finished, he really meant it. That the work, his substitution for our sins, finished. It was completed action, the work of God, that we might already cross over from death to life. This crossing over happens at our hearing and our believing. Those who hear and believe are already living a part of the resurrected life of Christ. Did you know that? And so we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, but also our own resurrection. Paul says, if you were baptized into Christ Jesus, you were baptized into his death and into his resurrection. What a gift we remember this Easter. And so Jesus says, listen up, hear and believe. You have eternal life. You won't be held accountable or judged for your sins because that price has already been paid and you have crossed over from death into life. Maybe it'll be a conversation around the Easter meal as you gather. Maybe it'll be in the backyard as you're sipping on a glass of wine or enjoying a nice beer, IPA, I don't know. Maybe it'll be by yourself after you're totally exhausted from the whole day, sitting in your lounge chair. I don't know when it will happen for you today, but I encourage you, don't miss the opportunity before you go to sleep tonight. Consider, pray about, examine, and ask this question. Which one are you? Are you the philosopher pontificating yourself out of the grace of God and salvation? We have many philosophers in our day and age who have drowned. Are you the scientist, perhaps intellectualizing yourself out of salvation? Oh, I've got this figured out. We have many a scientist in this day and age who have drowned. Or are you like the simple man who simply latches on, attaches himself to Christ, receiving by grace through faith the true gift of Easter, eternal life? Your answer to this question this day could mean the difference, like it did for the philosopher, scientist, and simple man, could mean the difference between life and death. Who are you? Amen.